Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Suriano. Hello and welcome to today's show. I hope you all had a great week, and more importantly, I hope you had time to pray to Jesus. Prayer is the most important means we have to speak directly to Jesus. We can pray at any time about anything on our minds. Prayer is how we build a relationship with Jesus, and the more we pray, the stronger our relationship with Him becomes. In time, as our relationship grows, we learn how to let go and let God, allowing us to give all our troubles and problems to Jesus and let Him handle them. What I just told you is something I never knew or understood for too many years. Back then, I never prayed and I never had any relationship with the Lord. But in 2010, I had a life-changing experience, and through a series of events, no doubt orchestrated by the Lord, I found Jesus. I have never looked back, and today my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about, does God really exist? And how we as Christians can answer that question through our faith and what we believe in. On today's show, we will speak about balancing faith with our daily lives. It's no secret that today we all live in a fast-paced world. Each of us is faced with working long hours. Some of us have more than one job and countless responsibilities for our family's needs, such as providing assistance to our spouse, as well as making sure the kids get to their sporting events or school activities on time. When is there time for church? When is there time for prayer? And worse yet, when is there time for God? Too many of us put the pressures of our daily lives ahead of finding time for the Lord. I get that. And frankly, I used to do the same thing before I found Jesus. But I've learned why that is completely backward. Because when we put the Lord first, everything else falls into place. We are worried about that huge presentation we have to give. We stress over it and rehearse over and over, practically making ourselves sick. Yet, if we take a moment to pray, think about the Lord, give Him the fear that we have about making the presentation, and find the time to get to church and pray on it some more, we soon find an inner strength and ability we didn't know we had, because it's the Lord taking over. And if we truly trust Him and allow Him to guide us, we will find ourselves making that presentation better than we could ever imagine. The point I'm making is that because of the pressures of our daily lives, too many of us put our faith last. And when we do, we take on all the burdens ourselves. But when we put our faith first and make time for prayer and church and share with Jesus all that is on our minds, we do lead a happier life, because so many of the challenges we deal with each day are no longer as challenging. After all, we have the power of the Lord working on our behalf. No, most of them won't simply go away, but we will have strength and inner peace, allowing us to get through whatever we need without the stress or the worry. In the Bible it says, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. This Bible verse could not be clearer. Give all our troubles to the Lord and let Him handle them. We do that by putting our faith first, not last. Understanding how to balance our lives by putting faith first is another step in living life as a Christian. We're talking more about today's topic, balancing faith with our daily lives. If we start each day with a simple prayer to Jesus and allow ourselves to keep Him in our minds and thoughts throughout the day, two things will happen. We are now putting our faith first, and because we are, I guarantee that no matter what we are faced with during the day, we'll be able to handle it much easier because we'll have Jesus working on our behalf, guiding us and giving us strength we never knew we had. In the Bible it says, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. When we put faith first and allow Jesus to lead, we do find ourselves able to do whatever we need without difficulty, worries, or fear because the Lord is giving us the strength to get through whatever we are facing. The first song I'm going to play today has a very strong message. The song is called, For I Have Lost My Way. As I have mentioned, 2010 was when I found Jesus, but it was not an overnight process. Before that year, I had many years filled with doubts, confusion, failed attempts at both prayer and church. This may be why in 2010, Jesus reached out to me and led me to Him, but even then, it was not an overnight transformation to understanding and accepting the need for faith. When I wrote this song, I thought about all those feelings and what I went through. In the verses, we hear me reaching out to the Lord, sharing my confusion and doubts, and in the chorus, my plea to Jesus to help me find my way back to Him. The words in the chorus are, Oh God, can you reach out to me? I'm afraid, full of fear, and I cannot see. Hear me, Lord. Oh, please stretch out your hand, for I have lost my way. I have been told by many people who have struggled with their faith how this song has helped them. So please listen to my song, For I Have Lost My Way.
Strong Listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
The topic for today's show is balancing faith with our daily lives. And with that goal, we can easily see how prayer is the solution. You see, everything about our faith starts with prayer. Prayer brings us closer to Jesus and builds a relationship with Him. If we truly want to make our faith number one in our lives and not last, prayer can make that happen. Unfortunately, many people see prayer as a chore. One that they find reasons to put off because they're too busy. And if it's something they plan on doing at night, they're too tired. But prayer should never be a burden. What's great about prayer is that we can pray whenever we want and there's always time. Like driving in our car, waiting for the elevator, or whenever we have a moment. There is no time requirement for how long we pray. Speaking about myself, I pray many times throughout the day, but most of them are short. Some last only seconds, simply thanking Jesus for something that may have happened or asking for His help in making a decision or with a task I'm handling. Then at night before I retire, I will engage in a much longer prayer session. And I'll admit, there are nights that I am so tired that I find myself ready to doze off. But when I am talking with Jesus, that never seems to happen. When we pray, we find our batteries charged, and as I said earlier, we experience an inner strength to get us through whatever we need. Prayer should not be a chore, but something we enjoy. Yes, we can recite traditional prayers, such as the Our Father, but we should also talk to Jesus in prayer, and as I have said often, talk to Him like we're talking to our best friend, because Jesus is our best friend. If we want to balance faith with our daily lives, prayer is how we do that. When we have Jesus in our hearts, we will automatically be putting faith first, and when we do, we will feel so energized that we will find time to go to church because we will want to, and we will pray often because we will want to. The simple reason being, we will love how we feel and how much better our lives have become. So as we go through our week, no matter how busy we may think we are, find a moment whenever we can and pray to Jesus. Soon, we will find ourselves doing it more and more because it will completely change us and everything around us in a positive way. Understanding how powerful prayer can be and the significance it has in our lives is another part of living life as a Christian. As we continue with today's topic, balancing faith with our daily lives, let us look at the Bible where it says, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, "For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." This Bible verse says it all. when we put our faith last, we are dealing with the fears in our lives, the temptations of the devil, and all our problems. But when we put our faith first, we are given the power of love and self-control through the Lord because He is there guiding and taking care of us. Remember, faith is not some magic that because we believe in God and pray, we will not have difficulties in our lives. That is not the case. We will have many challenges and trying times to get through, but with our faith, especially when we put our faith first, we find doors opening when others close, opportunities we never thought imaginable that completely change a bad situation into something positive and a life that is full of peace and contentment because we know Jesus has our back. The next song I'm going to play is a worship song with a very simple message. The song is called Praying to Jesus. The song is a reminder of why we pray to Jesus and that we need to pray to Him as often as we can. The song has a simple and catchy melody with an upbeat groove, so feel free to sing along. Please listen now to my song, Praying to Jesus.
Na 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 na
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the third Sunday of Easter. In the gospel, we hear Jesus appearing to two disciples, allowing them to see him and realize he is alive. Jesus appears often in these first few weeks of the Easter season, but always to just a small group of people and never in a big way. Because the whole point of our Christianity is for us to believe and have faith. In the gospel, Jesus points out that we are to fulfill all that has been written about him by the prophets, the Psalms, and the Scriptures. The Psalm I chose for today is Psalm 85, Lord, let us see your kindness. The Psalm is telling us that when we look up to God, our love, faithfulness, righteousness, and peace spring up from below as he looks down on us from above. And writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text with a contemporary musical style. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 85, Lord, let us see your kindness.
Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. I will hear what God proclaims, the Lord, for he proclaims peace. Here indeed is salvation to those who fear him, glory dwelling in our land. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. Kindness and truth shall meet, justice and peace shall kiss. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and justice shall look down from heaven. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. The Lord himself will give his benefits, and land shall yield its increase. Justice shall walk before him and prepare the way of his steps. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation.
Thank you.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Obituary of Someone Else. I know that all of you were saddened to learn this week of the death of one of our church's most valuable members, someone else. Someone's passing created a vacancy that will be difficult to fill. Else has been with us for many years, and for every one of those years, someone did far more than the normal person's share of the work. Whenever leadership was mentioned, this wonderful person was looked to for inspiration as well as results. Someone else can work with that group. Whenever there was a job to do, a class to teach, or a meeting to attend, one name was on everyone's lips. Let someone else do it. It was common knowledge that someone else was among the largest givers in the church. Whenever there was a financial need, everyone just assumed that someone else would make up the difference. Someone else was a wonderful person, sometimes appearing superhuman. But a person can only do so much. Were the truth known, everyone expected too much of someone else. Now, someone else is gone. We wonder, what are we going to do? Someone else left a wonderful example to follow, but who is going to follow it? Who is going to do the things someone else did? Remember, we can't depend on someone else anymore. Well, that's all the time we have today, but thank you for tuning in to this episode of Let Go and Let God. We are pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Remember to reach out to Jesus this week and pray. Get to church and start building a relationship with the Lord. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you all next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go!